This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Do the new unemployment numbers represent the true strength of the U.S. economy? The jobs report out today estimates that only 142,000 jobs were created last month, way below what analysts had expected. And as NPR's John Itzi reports, many economists think things are better than what the numbers show.
Economists from across the country voiced skepticism about the government's report on job creation in August. Carl Tannenbaum of Northern Trust in Chicago was one of them.
Today's employment report represents a little bit of an interruption in a very nice string of good news we've had on the employment front. 142,000 jobs is by far the lowest that we've had so far this year. But it does appear out of order with some of the readings that we've had otherwise.
Tannenbaum points out that data on manufacturing has been strong and surveys of hiring intentions are good. And again this week, first-time claims for unemployment insurance were very low. That leads Tannenbaum to believe the job creation number in today's report will be revised upward in coming months. John Sylvia, chief economist at Wells Fargo, agrees, but he also thinks this report rightly curbs a bit of growing enthusiasm about the economy's strength.
The job market continues to improve, but it's not accelerating. I think that was the disappointment some people expressed today. There's still growth, but it's not accelerating.
Sylvia does believe job growth will return to the 225 to 240,000 a month range for the rest of the year. But he cautions that tepid global growth, especially the recent stalling out of the Eurozone economy, could be a drag.
Certainly, I think that the European situation will erode some of the growth expectations, as well as, once again, delaying any move by the Fed in terms of raising the federal funds rate.
Today's disappointing number on job growth does support Fed Chair Janet Yellen's argument that the economy won't be ready for a Fed rate hike anytime soon. The internal data that Yellen watches, including wage growth, the level of part-time work, and the level of long-term unemployment, all improved somewhat in August, but each needs to show more improvement before they suggest a tightening labor market. Tannenbaum says today's report bolsters Yellen's position.
There have been voices at one end of the table that are suggesting that the job market is already dangerously close to getting a little tighter. But today's evidence would seem to undermine that point of view.
The unemployment rate did tick down a tenth of a percent to 6.1% in August. That's usually viewed as a sign of a stronger labor market. But today's data show that it declined mostly because people were leaving the labor force, which suggests the labor force still isn't providing enough jobs, and some job seekers are just giving up. John Itzi, NPR News, Washington.